You're listening to New Retirement Radio, brought to you by the team at Prout Financial Design.
Hello, I'm your host, Certified Financial Planner Dennis Prout.
I'm Heidi Cartwright, Financial Advisor and RICP.
I'm Shea Pataja, and I'm here for the stats and laughs.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
All right, welcome back, WTCM News Talk 580. It's Prout Financial Design's New Retirement Radio. Joining us today in the studio, Mr. Dennis Prout is back, was not here last week. Good morning, sir.
Indeed, had the week off outside working. So good. Oh my gosh, summertime, sunshine, digging in the yard, all that sort of stuff. We're putting in pavers in the back, so
You took a day off to do that?
Yes, I know. It seems kind of disjointed. Dennis, what were you thinking?
Clear that with Heidi before you did that?
That's crazy.
We're just glad he wasn't a hunting bear with an axe.
Right. No kidding. I've had a couple people say, well, Dennis, I like that story. Yeah. It's like, what are you, stark raving mad? Anyway, yeah, sometimes that's what happens at 1 a.m. I'll protect the house. I will. Anyway, it's great to be here. Today is July 14th, 2022. And we are talking today about way too much, but we're going to be talking about rollovers. What are they? How do they work? Why should you know about them? And why is an important thing to remember and know? And we're also going to have some great Shea stats. What's going on in the economy, inflation, and all the rest.
Yeah. Shea Pataja is here with us, Chief Experience Officer.
Thank you for mentioning, yes, our CXO, Shea Pataja, talking about those Shea stats and some other things, too, and regarding the great
resignation. No one saw that coming.
They did not. What's happening in this economy, too, with people working?
How did they all do that? People just leaving the jobs. How did they do that?
Yeah, they morphed. They had some funds in between times, and they said, "What is it that I really like to do, perhaps?" And they're doing some different things. We'll talk some about that. Mm-hmm. But they're great rollover. Why are so many people interested in this, and what's happening with that? Heidi is not with us today. She is at an educational experience with Ed Slott and two other staff. So taking all of the folks who help us service clients, and we call it the TD Ameritrade department, I do anyway, at Prout, educating them on rollovers and all the rest of it too, the laws, regulations. So we'll welcome her back next week. Now, today's, what is a retirement plan rollover? First off, what is it? The word rollover is used frequently in writing and talking about distributions from retirement plans. Many times it is used incorrectly. Many times the word rollover is used incorrectly. It's critical that retirement plan owners and their advisors know the meaning of the word rollover. In the IRA world, a rollover is always a 60-day rollover. We're talking about IRAs. It can occur when a distribution from the IRA, not a company retirement plan, a 401k, 403b, all those other tic-tac-toe notes, we're just talking IRAs, is made payable to the IRA owner. As long as the IRA owner is not yet 72, that's the new required minimum distribution age, then the IRA owner has 60 days to complete that rollover to either an IRA or an employer retirement plan.
Wait, so what's the rollover? You have an IRA, and what happens when it rolls over?
Money comes out of the current plan and goes into another IRA or into your checkbook or another retirement plan.
And you mean all of it or just even some of it comes out and goes into another plan?
Yes.
Yes.
All or some.
Okay.
Yep.
And why would you do that then? Why would it come out of that and go into another plan?
Well, because you're not happy with the current IRA.
Okay.
Sorry, it's time for us to break up. breaking up is hard to do when the rollover is accomplished within 60 days and the IRA owner has a, quote, non-taxable event. So if you get the check made payable to you, you can roll it to another plan, if you will, and you've completed a 60-day rollover. Hmm. So IRA to IRA and Roth IRA to Roth IRA, 60-day rollovers are subject to the once-per-year rule. What is that? Individuals can only do one of these rollovers in a 12-month period. It is no longer one per account, and it is not one IRA with and one Roth IRA rollover. It is only one 60-day rollover every 12 months, rather. So the 60-day rollover means that you didn't do a direct transfer. You received the check made payable to you and not the new IRA. And so then, because it's made payable to you, let's just use Ron Jolly as an example here. You take $20,000, let's say, out of your IRA, and you decide, oh my gosh, I've had this made payable to me, but I just inherited $20,000 and I don't need this IRA rollover anymore, this IRA cash. You can then turn around and roll that back into your IRA within the 60 days, if it's within 60 days, and not pay any tax on that transaction.
And as far as saying, if I don't like this IRA, we're breaking up, I'm mm-hmm. going to roll it over into a new IRA. But can't you just change what investments you have in that current IRA?
You're navigating so well.
Thank you.
You can. You can.
Wild.
It could be other reasons that you don't like that current IRA. You know, we want to move to a different company. We want more options within the IRA. We want a different advisor. Lots of different reasons, possibly, to move one IRA to another IRA. Okay. Next is the employer plan rollover. We're talking 401ks, 403bs, 457 plans, this whole alphabet soup of retirement plan accounts other than IRAs. The tax code calls any distribution from an employer plan a rollover. Any distribution is a rollover. It can, however, be a direct rollover, which goes directly from the employer plan to another retirement account, or it can be an indirect 60-day rollover as well. In either case, if the plan participant is age 72 or older during the year, the plan should issue a separate check, just a notation here, for the RMD, that year's required minimum distribution. A direct rollover can be a check issued to the new account. It could be to a new IRA or to your new 401k plan. But the check is sent to the plan participant. So that means that even though they're rolling it over to your new plan or IRA, the check still has to come to you, but the check is made to the new IRA or to the new 401k plan, okay?
You couldn't take out your 401k and roll it into a Roth IRA, could you?
Yes, you could. That's one other option. We'll get into that when we look at options, Ron.
Ron.
You just got an A+, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
See?
We're getting the phone signal here, too.
Okay.
Want to go to Richard.
Sure.
He has a question about an IRA.
Yes.
As long as we're talking about IRA. Richard in Traverse City, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Dennis, I inherited an IRA from my mother, and recently, obviously, the value in the IRA has gone down. If I take that money out of that IRA, is that a taxable event?
If you take it and put it in your checking account, and yes, if you receive the check from a beneficiary IRA, it's fully taxable. You can't roll it back in. There's no other options with it. It's taxable to you.
Okay, so even if there is a loss in the IRA, I don't know what the original cost was for those stocks in the IRA. But if you lose money in an IRA and you take the money out, it's still a taxable event, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So the double whammy of taking it out. Now, you have lots of other options, Richard, just to talk about them. You can turn that into cash within the beneficiary IRA and not have a taxable transaction. Okay?
Okay.
Put it in the money market, possibly. All right? Or okay. You can transfer it to another beneficiary IRA, but the check has to go direct to that beneficiary IRA. You cannot receive that check.
And the rules are very specific on this. An RMDA?
Sorry? Say again.
Am I required to do a required minimum distribution out of that account?
Yes, you are. RMDs are required from a beneficiary IRA. Yes.
Okay. That's what I needed to know. Thank you.
Great. You're welcome. Thanks.
Thanks, Richard, in Traverse City on New Retirement Radio.
Now, what Richard, we didn't get into, which we, you know, I need to include in this conversation, Richard, or anyone speaking about a beneficiary IRA, you should always sit down with a qualified professional when talking about these. Because as soon as we get off the phone, I'm thinking of two or three different other things, mm-hmm. other different things, rather, of points to make. Mm-hmm. So it's just critical. We can never answer the questions fully when we're here on the radio. We just can't. It's, other things come up. So the thing to remember is, even though Richard may be less than 59 and a half, he's not going to pay a 10% penalty for that money coming out. He may decide that he wants to take some money out of this. Now, Richard may be over 59 and a half, which makes it a non-event then. Okay? So it does, but it doesn't matter. Matter either way. Because it's a beneficiary IRA, there is no 10% penalty for taking it out, regardless of what age you are.
Okay. So in making appointments, Shay, with Mr. Prout and his mm-hmm. team, mm-hmm. Sometime I know you schedule out. But if someone just has like that particular subject that Richard had, says, I just want to get a detailed conversation with an expert and see my options, do you do that kind of thing?
We do. Okay. We offer a non-obligatory, there is no obligation, 1 hour consultation.
Okay.
All right. So you can come in if you have a few questions. And we have that relatively frequently. I've got a few questions about my 401k. Can you help me with this thing? You know, because I want to navigate it properly.
Well, and some people become consulting clients. They want to continue to manage their own money, and they just come in once a year, pay the fee, make sure they're heading in a good direction, and we'll see them again in a year. So,
indeed. Mm-hmm. We can do several different ways with that. If they just want to be a consulting client. We have those situations, you bet. So, you know, everyone's is different, of course. Yes, Ron?
I was going to say, we're 401k rollovers. I didn't know if you were looking where you left off there.
Yes, thank you, Dennis. Where were we? So, an indirect or 60-day rollover is distribution made payable to the plan participant. They can cash this check. Now, that's where the danger comes in. If the check is made payable to you from an employer plan, the plan participant then has 60 days to roll over those funds to another retirement account. When the rollover is accomplished within the 60 days, it is a non-taxable event. However, there is a gotcha that comes along with an employer plan 60-day rollover if it goes to you, made payable to you. The employer plan must withhold 20% of the taxable amount of the distributions for taxes. So you decide that as a part of your rollover, you're going to take $100,000 made payable to you. What are you going to get? If it's all taxable, a check for $80,000. $20,000 they have automatically withheld and sent for you to the IRS.
How thoughtful.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
So nice for them to help you out like that.
Yes. Well, it's the law. It's the law, ma'am. I'm sorry. Now, what's happening with that is this. Well, what if you change your mind again? Well, you were looking for that $100,000 check until you realize through any misinformation of your own, however it happened, that you didn't know that it was going to be taxable. I took that money out and they already withhold 20%. I don't want that money to come out of my IRA. Well, you can change your mind as long as you do it within 60 days. What about that other $20,000? If you don't then make up that other $20,000 that they withheld out of your own funds, then that $20,000 that they withheld and sent to the IRS is taxable. Hmm. Is taxable. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's not really a big deal until it is.
It's not really a big deal until it is.
Until it is. So you want to ask these questions up front. Do I want to do a rollover? And then what are my six options for your employer retirement plan. And I have these this handy-dandy one-page sheet here that if you need access to this, we are happy to give this to you. Now, I haven't notified Beth that I was going to do this, but if you do would like this from us, we're happy to send this to you in whatever form or fashion you need. Just call our office, 231, and Shay's going to notify Beth right now, 231-947-3992. Are you leaving your employer? What are your options for your employer retirement plan funds?
All right.
All right, so we need to take a break, shall we? But we have a question first. Yeah,
let's see. I don't know if this is a question or it says direct rollover equals trustee to trustee transfer. Does that make sense to you?
In the IRA world, it does.
Yes.
Yes, in the IRA. In the employer plan, a direct rollover, it can mean that or not because they can do that in several ways, okay? Right. So, yes.
And then the other, what would be the best option for a military TSP?
That's a TSP through the government, and they offer several investment options within. So it's very similar to regular retirement plans now. You want to take a look. What are my investment options there? What could I get otherwise? Do I want to roll those funds out? What are the positives and negatives? As fiduciaries, we have to tell you what the positives and negatives are. And that's a part of our program here this morning, too. We've got a whole three-page form here. We're not going to discuss the whole thing. But how do you weigh the positives and the negatives of leaving the funds there or rolling them out? Another question. Go ahead, Ron.
What are the rules on recharacterization of an IRA?
You only recharacterize a Roth IRA if you're putting it back into an IRA. And that rule went away, so you can't recharacterize Roths to IRAs anymore. That's out. Okay. That's an old rule.
I'd like to recharacterize my IRA from $100,000 to $200,000.
You and me both.
Dow's down today. Almost 600 points. There we go.
Ouch.
They did not like the inflation numbers.
They put the down in Dow.
They did. They did. The last 2 days have not been fun. You bet.
Are they still waiting to find bottom, or what do you think?
It appears so, yes. Put succinctly, it's trying to find its bottoming number because of the impacts of inflation, higher interest rates on the economy, increasing costs, and we're going away from profits made because of incredible free money, low interest rates. Interest rates finally coming back to some regular realm, if you will, but the market is still trying to find its gain, if you will, because of the inflationary issues related to demand still being relatively high for the goods and services within this economy. But the other part of it is, and you've got to take a look at, all right, when are the recession numbers going to start to tell? Because the CPI numbers, as everyone knows now, were 9.1% annualized yesterday. And that was a bit higher than thought. I think the number had been, the thinking number was 8.8. Mm. Well, you know, it's somewhat lagging. When you look at the components of the CPI, rents being one of them, those have continued to come up because of rising real estate prices. Well, the rents were added in, I don't know how many years ago. And it's made the CPI less volatile. But then we have some lagging indicators there in the CPI. It still, I think, the CPI numbers look this negative at the same time when I think we're starting to see a slackening in demand in a variety of parts of the economy, including fuel. People are driving less. The Cherry Festival numbers were down this year, too. You know, just at-home numbers on the street. Mm. We're seeing less demand already starting to take hold.
So for people who have in their retirement accounts stocks and that, you ride it out. I mean, you still say, like, today, if the market's down, a lot of the prices of those companies has come down, and you're continuing to buy it up.
They are. The money managers are looking for days like these to buy. That's what they're doing. That's what they do, because they believe, not to a full extent, but to some extent, that we're at a bottoming phase. That's where we are. So they look at these companies trading at significant discounts, and they understand that we're going through this volatile stage, but the prices are lower. So they go in and they buy. That's what they're going to be doing here for the next few months, I think. Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's not happy. I mean, because we are all linked to the stock market. Yep. All of our retirement accounts, most of them have some stocks and or bonds within. So, yes. Mm-hmm. We survive and keep moving. Yeah, what are the options? What options do I have? And for those that want to come in and review, we see those too. Come on in. Call us. We're happy to sit down with those clients who would like to, and or those who are investigating a new relationship too, of course. Shea Stats next.
All right, well, here's a fun one. Well, it's interesting. I don't know if fun's the word. If you were born on December 31st of 1941, by the time you turn 40 years old on December 31st of 1981, you had lived through 9 calendar years with at least 7% inflation as measured by the CPI. If you were born on December 31st of 1981, by the time you turned 40 years old last December in 2021, you had lived through just 1 calendar year with 7%, at least 7% inflation.
Wow, that's amazing, huh? 41 versus 81
mm-hmm.
born.
Mm-hmm. So it gives you perspective, right? Mm-hmm. People will ask me on the streets, Shay, oh my word, blah, 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 the stock market, interest rates, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, look at the history. Go back. Get some perspective on where we're at before you get too worked up about the news headlines. Mm-hmm. So the S&P 500 has been down at least 20% total return for the trailing year at the end of 20 months in the last 400 months, most recently as of June 30th, 2009. In the 20 times that the index was down at least 20% total return for the previous 12 months, the average return for the next 12 months was a gain of 17.1% total return, and that's BTN research.
So it was down at least 20% for the 20 times it was down that much. The following year it rebounded by 17%. How many times?
In the previous 39 times that the index was down at least 10% for the previous 12 months, the average return for the next 12 months was a gain of... In the 20 times that the index was down at least 20% total return for the previous 12 months, the average return for the next 12 months was a gain of 17.1% total return.
Okay, the average return, okay.
Mm-hmm.
In the 20 times. It's interesting, if you use different time frames, that changes somewhat. The time frame that I was using last week, the average return in the year following was 22%. So the bottom line is that whenever the S&P is down to this extent, the average, that doesn't guarantee a return in the next year, but the average has been 17% up. So think about it. Think about it, right?
All right, you got to keep perspective. The highest closing price ever for West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil, WTI, was $147.27 a barrel, set 14 years ago on July 11th, 2008. WTI crude oil closed at $104.79 a barrel last Friday, July 8th, but closed at $123.70 a barrel just 4 months earlier on March 8th. Of 2022.
Wouldn't that be interesting to think about now, 14 years ago today at 147 from this date of this, at, let's see, 4, 5, 6, I wish I had my calculator, the rule of 72.
Yes, where's your trusty calculator?
Yeah, so that would be about a little less than 6 years, maybe 5 years, 5 years plus. That would have doubled to almost $300 a barrel. So in with any inflation numbers there, $300 a barrel would probably be about the equivalent today. That's not a happy thought, huh?
No, but I do remember that in 2008. I have a very clear memory of being like, wow, okay. When I was in college down in Grand Rapids, gas, I paid 87 cents for gas. That was the lowest I ever remember paying in my lifetime.
Man.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the federal minimum wage was last increased to $7.25 an hour nearly 13 years ago on July 24th of 2009. 30 states have minimum wage requirements above the federal level, while the other 20 states continue to use $7.25 an hour as their wage floor. As of July 1st of 2022, San Francisco, California, requires a minimum wage of $16.99 an hour, and that's from CBS News.
It's interesting the posts you see for just about everywhere. $17 seems like a relatively moderate wage today.
It seems like that's just irrelevant. Like the federal government doesn't, we don't need a federal minimum wage because it's affected by these micro markets from town to town, state to state.
It's affected by the markets, demand and supply.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
35% of 994 workers interviewed in November of 2021 identified their biggest retirement concern was that they may outlive their retirement savings accumulated during their working years. And their source for that is Principal.
Yeah, it's a valid concern.
It is.
Given our ages, given our life expectancy, given the expected rate of return, is this money going to last? That's why we have so many people do financial plans, actually go through that process. Where are we going to be given moderate rates of return and inflation and our needs as we've got them set up, and where our income's going to come from, and how do we know? Many people do want to know. How are we doing, even in today's markets, given the adjustments that we may have to make? What adjustments could we make? How can we change the outcomes? It's amazing. Small adjustments made create huge differences over time. There was a great article I was reading about taking Social Security a bit later. Again, the break-even point for somebody waiting until about age 70 is about 11 to 12 years for a break-even point. Well, that means I'm going to be 82. Well, in this particular article, they were saying, think about this. If your average life expectancy is 85 because you're a woman, they tend to live longer. What if you live to your 85, 90, 95?
Mm-hmm.
The difference in income can be dramatic then.
Very dramatic.
Yes.
Do you want one more last Shea stat?
I do. Go ahead, please. Yep.
Okay. The average response by 53 economists surveyed in June of 2022 puts the chance of a recession in the next 12 months at 44%, up from just 18% in January of 2022. So that's WSJ Economic Survey. Yeah. But we know what the people who predict. We know not necessarily to take that to heart.
Right. I'm going, because it's almost a foregone conclusion.
I think I don't know if most people, it seems like the media gets caught up in that. Do we have a recession? Will we have one? Are we at
an end?
I think most people are like, look, prices are high. It's bad. We don't care if it's officially a recession or not.
It's a recession in my world.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. Usually it's all the indicators that we're seeing right now. So statistically, they often have to catch up. But most people are seeing it already. That's life. So the retirement options, you have six options for your employer plan retirement funds. One, convert it to a Roth IRA. The plan assets don't need to first move to an IRA. You can do a full or partial conversion as a direct rollover or a 60-day rollover. The advantages, income tax-free withdrawals and all the rest because it is in a Roth IRA. Keep in mind, you will have to pay the tax on that conversion, but you can convert it direct as a part of it. Two, convert to Roth plan assets within the plan. This is similar to a Roth IRA conversion. You will also have required minimum distributions, however, if you turn 72 from the plan during your lifetime, if you're no longer working at the place there at the sponsoring organization. Unlike with a Roth IRA conversion, you have to take RMDs from that particular account, from that Roth 401k. So if you do have funds within a Roth 401k, and as you get older, that may be one reason to consider rolling those funds to an IRA, because in a Roth IRA, there are no required minimum distributions. In a Roth 401k, there are. You have to take distributions from that account. Something to keep in mind. Number three, lump sum distributions, taking the money and running. That is what's called a lump sum distribution. That's also inclusive of the 20% withholding that we discussed. That's going to go to the IRS directly. Four, you can leave it in the current plan. You can leave the funds in the current plan. Some plans are that good. Where we've got clients who say, well, can I just leave it there? Well, for sure. Let's take a look at the plan accounts, your investment options. Could it make sense? In this particular option, perhaps. There may be some reasons to do that. Whether it's a fixed rate account that's yielding a great rate, whatever that might be, there may be some other things that you have taken advantage of over time where you say, I'd like to leave it there. You can move it to your new employer plan as well. You went to a new employer. You want to keep things relatively simple by having one 401k in this, for instance, instead of two. Then you can roll it to your new employer plan if they have that option. If your new employer allows that option, we helped a gentleman do that a few months back where we said, oh my gosh, your new investment options are that good and your new 401k, you want to roll your old plan into that. You're getting an improvement on the products and the accounts available within your new 401k. And lastly, you can roll over plan assets to an IRA if you don't need the money right away. This is an option to seriously consider. You would be able to have more investment options, no withdrawal restrictions after age 59 and a half, and many more benefits that can be discussed when considering those options. So a part of that is, okay, how do I balance this? What are my options? Understanding that there are six major options in the disclosure forms that we now give to clients as a part of the new fiduciary rules that are out there, they only list four options for an individual looking at this. So that's why it's important to understand what are all six. And I would include even NUA, net unrealized appreciation. If you have appreciated stock in your plan, that changes the playing field dramatically. That's significant.
And this is if you're leaving your employer.
If you're leaving your employer.
An employer plan.
In most cases, or if you're over 59 and a half and considering an in-service distribution, ISD, completely allowed in-service distribution. Most plans allow that after age 59 and a half. Not all plans do, but many plans do. So should you, looking at the positives and negative advice, the diversification, having a local office, understanding that some 401k consultants do a great job. You get somebody on the phone, they know what they're talking about. Others talk about soup to nuts. I mean, speaking of nuts, just really, really poor advice. Some of it, honestly, has been so bad, it's shocking. You know, this puts to mind a call we got the next day from the 401k plan administrators correcting all the previous day's information that they'd given to us. So you will see that out there from major corporate 401k plan sponsors. Not all is happy on the ranch given 401k plan participants, sponsorships, and also advisory counsel that you'll get when you call those numbers.
Well, I think it's important to remember, too, in the big job shift, the great resignation is every company, it seems like no one is untouched from people who've left, job changes within it. So there's a lot of restructuring in multiple companies, and it's affecting things. You need to follow through and be your own advocate on these things.
Right. And of course, it's not just a midterm change. It may be you're looking at retirement. Well, listen, I'm 64. I'm done with this company. What are my options? I'd like to know them in keeping the money in the plan or rolling it to an IRA. Help me decide this, if you will, with an even-handed conversation about what my benefits are, what I've got there versus what I can do. You may need income from this account. Well, you want to set that up then to take advantage of that. your 401k may offer income options. They may not. They may not be able to process those. Mm. Some can, some can't.
So if so many people, and it has a name now, the Great Resignation, retired early, earlier than expected, or just left their jobs because they had time to sit back and reflect, where did they all go? Is there an industry that attracted these people? Why do we seem to be shorthanded of employees across the board? And how did so many people just decide to leave work?
Well, according to Pew Research, these were the top four reasons people left their jobs. One, the pay was too low. Two, no opportunities for advancement. Three, felt disrespected at work. Four, because of childcare issues. And I think what happened when we went to the Chamber event, or Travis Connect event, and they had the man from Fifth Third Bank come speak. I'm blinking on his name. He said the reasons that people left the workforce also were jobs were eliminated, millennial moms needed to take care of kids, and the whole strain on childcare and kids being home from school and everything. And then third, you know, an early retirement. They just said, I'm not tolerating this. And Dennis, you had good information from someone you talked to as well, that a lot of these folks just went and started their own business.
Yes.
They just went out on their own.
He sees a lot of this. He works locally. That's as much information I'll give, because I didn't ask him to release more. But he was talking about the number of self-employed individuals he sees out there now versus what there used to be. They found other positions. They're not willing to work a stated day. We see that in our own office. We've got an individual who works off-site, and the hours are much more flexible for all of our employees. We're trying to create more and more flexibility for them so that they can take advantage of and or simply care for others that are in their home or in their home situation. So there's a lot of that going on. Do they want to work outside of the office? Can they work independently and do a great job still? And technology has changed the playing field there dramatically. So an IRA rollover quiz. Here's one question. Let's see if we still have. Do we still have time for a question here, Ron?
Sure.
You are moving funds out of your employer plan to your IRA. The funds are going directly to your IRA. Is this a rollover? Everybody knows the answer to that question is yes. Two, you're moving funds out of your employer plan to your IRA. The check from the plan will be payable to you. You will then deposit the funds in your IRA. Is this a rollover?
Yes.
The answer to that is yes. Under the tax code, all distributions from employer plans are rollovers. In this case, you have an indirect rollover, though. There'll be a mandatory 20% withholding on that, and that's when you get into all these other issues. So all monies coming out of plans are rollovers. It's, are they direct or indirect? That's where the problems lie. That's where the complications can arise as a result.
Rollover Beethoven.
You bet.
As always, the number to Prout Financial Design is 947-3992.
Correct.
And or direct proutfinancialdesign.com.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find us online at proutfinancialdesign.com. That's P-R-O-U-T, financialdesign.com. Also, you'll be able to find us on iTunes and SoundCloud.